Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. I am live at an event, so we bless God that D. Jason Hodge is up and moving about town as we get ready to get started with today's call. But I truly just want to thank God for his continued blessings, his grace, his mercy, all that he continues to do in showing us who he is in our lives. It is already the end of March. Like, what in the world happened to the first quarter of the year? But this is also a special month for me because next week, next week, Saturday, on this call, I'll be celebrating my 29th wedding anniversary. So that's going to be wonderful. And I'm a keynote for an event that day, so I'll be on in the morning, but I will be able to fellowship. So with that being said, those of you that have birthdays, that have anniversaries, just want to continue to wish you Godspeed, God's blessings. So much going on. Everyone's schedule is so packed. But I was talking to a girlfriend who was dealing with a job that they did some reorgs and her position was eliminated. And she's a woman of God, so she knows faith. She knows what to do. And I said, be still and know that I'm God. That's all that's resting in my spirit. And sometimes we just have to remember that, right? That we're not solving anything on our own. We have to be still and know that God is in control. So my scripture for today is, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So as we share today, as we fellowship today, as you all keep the room going and being grateful for all that God continues to do with starting with waking us up. How about that? That's the first blessing. And then being able to just look at the way in which he works and not being surprised by opposition or challenge, because how do you exercise your faith if there's nothing to stand in on your faith, rather, when you're going through whatever you're facing? So be encouraged today and know that I will continue keeping you all lifted and covered in my prayers. Tomorrow I'll be on air for another edition of Sunday Joy. So shout out to D. Jason Hodge and Carmen Wealthpreneur, who've been on the show and participating in sharing some information and inspiration as we expand Faithpreneur TV and this partnership, and some more exciting news to come. But I have to transition to this event now. So I'm going to turn it over to our moderators. And it looks like my home production unit might have been horizontal a little longer than usual. So our music for today will probably come on the back end, but I'm just grateful that you all take the time to come and be in fellowship on Saturday mornings. It's going on, 16 years that this space has been open and available. So God gets the glory and the praise through it all, and we get to grow through this thing called life together. So be encouraged, and please keep me in your prayers. I have a board meeting today. I'm actually at a reception with one of our partnerships with Macy's, and speeding to the board meeting. So it's all the things going on. So pray for us, sister. I need extra dose today. And I love you all, and I just thank God for you. And, you know, nothing you can do about that. D. Jason Hodge, Carmen Wealthpreneur, thank you. I turn it over to you to moderate the room. And blessings to Katie, Anton, Stacey, Namesake, Darren, Marsha, Josie. How you doing? Yvette, Daryl, Ludrine. Girl, we got to talk, Ladreen. I'll try to catch you on the back end of this day today. But love you all. The conference call line is not up today, so I know they're going to be a little upset with me, but spread it on Clubhouse and let's enjoy the fellowship. Over to you, my brother.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Teamwork makes the dream work. I'm glad that Team Hodge was on the move this morning because... look, Team Grant ain't the only ones who was a little extra horizontal. So, thank God for technology. Thank God for a sister like Katie, who will call her brother in the morning to say, hey, get up. So, this morning has been amazing. That last night was amazing. We did celebrate two of our youth members, one from this house, another one from another house, had a solo yesterday that blew the roof off of the dance performance. And so, of course, that was a lot of late night filming. And that meant that it was a lot of time that it took to actually close my eyes. So this morning, I'm grateful that I got a call from my sister. Let me see. So what is my scripture for today? Aside from the be anxious for nothing, because, you know, that is my tried and true. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, make your request known to God, and the truth, peace of God passes all understanding. Well, you know, there you go. So, Carmen, I'm going to pass it over to you. I'm going to do some background stuff here real quick. And then I will come back with a little bit of a message here. Do appreciate you being here, sis.
Barely.
Right.
I'm with you. It was one of those nights, bro. But hey, it takes teamwork to make the dream work.
Yes,
so.
It does. Yes, it does.
I am here. I'll be moving around, but I'll be here. So, got some errands, but I'm going to hang out for an hour or two before I start. Actually, well, that's not true. I'm going to get some coffee in a minute, but I'm saying I'm so happy to be here. Go do what you need to do.
Yes.
And I'll be holding it down in the meantime. Good morning, family. Good morning, everyone. So blessed to be again with you this morning. This is always my favorite morning. It was funny though. I had such a long week and long day. I almost texted, you know what? I'm gonna stay horizontal this morning. And mm-hmm. something Holy Spirit said, oh no, no, you got an assignment. Get up and do what you got to do. So I'm blessed to be here. And my scripture, you know what? I ain't even got to my scripture yet. So give me a minute. So usually I do my little morning ritual for the first 15, 20 minutes of the call. Nice. But, so I'll come back to that. In the meantime, I see that we already have people eager and up on the stage. So we're going to get this party going right away. So Jason, if you need to, you know, do just, you know, I'm here. So I'm going to start bringing people up and well, I don't know how to do that. You can bring people up.
Invites.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. See our brother Darren. Hey, Darren, you're kind of early on the stage. What's going on, my brother?
Well, first, Jason must have known why, not directly, but I have a, I'm getting ready to leave something. Hey, brother, Jason, you must have known. I'm telling you, I don't know what you got going on over there, but keep it up. So, good morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life. God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, my extended families, because it's quite a few, especially this one. Grateful for good health and strength, place called home, some food to eat. I got some clothes on my back. By the calendar says it's springtime, but it's still a little cool. But I don't have no problem with that. I'd rather be cool and hot. So let me get moving because I'm about to get moving in a minute. So we had Bible study this week. The subject was Jesus is our peace and the peace of God. We kind of put them together. And the scriptures, Jason, I thought about you every time I see the scripture about, you know, Philippians 4 and 6 and 7. But, okay, I already put it in the chat. Wait a minute. Okay, yeah, so my scripture is John 16:33, which these things I have spoken unto you, that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. Excuse me, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So, like I've been saying every week, we're going through all this stuff, especially with the administration down there in D.C. We're not going to get into that because that's not for this audience. So, I'm going to leave that alone for right now. But it's just so, not just that, but so much going on. And we just have to, you know, God knows, he knows everything that's going on. So, not like, you know, so we have to, you know, continually to trust him because he knows what's going on. And see, he gives us that, as long as we focus on him, he gives us that peace that, you know, surpasses all understanding. So as long as we keep that in the forefront while we're going through life, everything's going to be okay. I'm going to do so many apps in a second time. So let me go back to my scripture. Hold on 1 second. I got stuff going on. And again, though, Philippians 4 says, you know, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication. Well, Jason already said it, but thanksgiving to God, make your request unknown to him, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then I also put 4:13. Which we know we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So, and again, we just, as long as we keep that in our mind, everything will be okay. So we just have to keep doing what, like Dr. Stacey said, do our work and watch God work. So, I mean, I love when she said that. So I always remember that. So, I'll be around for a little while, but I guess getting ready for to leave for my appointment, but I'll be here for the most part. So with that, I'm going to wrap my mic. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. And Anton, welcome to the stage. Mic is yours.
Good morning, good afternoon up here. Okay. Hello.
Afternoon. Where are you located, Anton?
I'm in Belgium.
Get out of town.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
And it's a nice day up in here. It's spring has really been. So I'm in the garden playing some ball with my boy, and life is good.
I was doing my time zone dance when you said good afternoon. I was like, I said, wait a minute. Okay, I know New York will be 9 o'clock. I was like, okay, beyond New York, okay, there's the Caribbean. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. I have to ask now. Okay, Belgium. Nice.
Yeah, we're Central European. And
that's good.
Yeah, the weather's phenomenal. Much warmer than we used to have a couple of years ago, which is nice. Of course, also a bit troubling sometimes. Used to have winters. I used to skate in the winter, and that's all gone now. People are starting to have vineyards, which is also unheard of. So yeah, things are changing, for sure.
Yeah, so what is your favorite scripture?
That's a really good question. It varies, but I think it's in the Psalms. Psalms 15 is probably not my favorite, but it's a very, very powerful one. Mm-hmm. 23 is very nice.
Nice.
Don't know it by heart yet, but it's I like the green pastures.
Nice. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm very happy that you're here. I think this is the first time that I've actually heard your voice. You might have spoken before, but it's the first time that I've heard your voice, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I've definitely heard your voice quite a few times, and Dr. Stacy is always in the room, right? Or usually, mm-hmm. And she's a powerful voice as well. And I just like the idea of fatepreneur, where, you know, you have God as your counsel when doing business.
Amen.
So that's why I like going into the room and learning, and then just be grateful for all.
Love that.
Thank you.
That's good stuff, bro. Well, welcome. Glad you're here. Glad you're coming in from Belgium, of all places. That's pretty cool. I think you're the first time that I've talked to somebody from Belgium.
You know,
it kind of reminds me of something.
What's up?
Last night. Okay, and this is really about pivots and things like that. You know, so our boys here, there's four of them. They all dance. And so I was contacted by the studio owner to ask if I would come and record the event. I said, okay, not a problem. So I'm down there, and as I'm recording, everything went fine for the tech rehearsal and everything like that. You know, great run-throughs and whatnot, not a problem. At the end of the tech rehearsal, my phone says full. You know, the whole thing is full, but I got the whole tech rehearsal done. I was like, okay, I've got to get rid of some footage, and that way I'll have enough space for the actual event. So the actual event comes up. I find some footage on there that's 3.5 hours to get rid of. I was like, okay, no problem. I will have more than enough space. So I go ahead, get rid of that. And now I'm going through recording and all of that. And then all of a sudden, everything stops. And I get a message, full, you know, the storage is full. And I was like, wait a minute, that's weird. Why would it be full? I've got 3.5 hours that I just erased. So immediately I go in and I erase more footage. I ended up erasing 262 more videos. And then I'm back to recording. Thinking that everything is good, I was like, okay, I definitely have no problem now. All of a sudden, it stops again. Says storage full. And I was like, okay, this is crazy. So I ended up deleting in total about 1,000 videos off my phone, thinking that that was going to do it. Go to record again. A few minutes goes by. All of a sudden, it stops again. Says storage full. I was like, what is going on? So now I have to make executive decisions. I'm like, I have to start deleting some apps, because some apps take up a lot of space on the phone. You know, they take up, you know, a gigabyte or so. So I erased my Facebook. I erased my Messenger. I started just erasing things just to get them off the phone real quick so I can continue on with the recording of the event. And before I knew it, I had erased maybe about 6 or 7 things, probably 8 or 9, got back to recording again, and then got to the end of the production. I was so grateful that I got to the end of the production, but it taught me something again. I mean, aside from making sure that everything is off the phone, it taught me the being anxious for nothing, because I had to not get in my head about what was going on so I can get the rest of the program. And then I had to think about, okay, now I need to make up. And it was funny because one of the parents asked me at the beginning, so you're going to be like splicing things together and all that? You know, I was like, no, no, it's going to be a straight recording all the way through. No splicing because, you know, I wasn't looking at it as an edit job. I was looking at it as, nope, it's going to be a one take. And I was going to get each individual dance, but I did not have any intentions whatsoever on editing together any dances. I think that was maybe a foreshadow of, no, you don't understand. That wasn't a question. That was rhetorical. You're going to be splicing things together. So the evening went on, and I realized, I think I'm going to be splicing some things together here. I had to chuckle, but this was much further after the event was over. It was the most powerful dancing that I think I have ever seen them do, particularly in this one performance. Katie can attest to that. It moved the whole audience. So that was one of those things where I had to quick, fast, in a hurry, get out of my head to stay in the zone. And I think we all have had or will have moments like that where we have to really shift internally in order to make sure that we can continue moving forward. So I see that we've got Raquel, I Am on the stage. I see we've got Dr. Smile. Okay, so we will go to Raquel real quick and then circle back to Dr. Smile. Go ahead, Raquel. Mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. God bless you all. Happy Saturday. It's such a wonderful day. I'm on the East Coast, so it's sun shining over here, and it's just a lovely, lovely morning. And I just want to share my scripture, which really just kind of spoke to me today. Of course, you know, there's scriptures that speak to us every day, right? But this particular one just really touched my heart today. And it's from Exodus 33. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. And I think that that really speaks to just the goodness of God and being able to keep our eye upon him, because that's where our help comes from. And so, which, of course, that's also Psalm 121. And what's just been reverberating in my spirit today, as far as a song, because there's always a song in my heart, is I love you, Lord, and your mercy never fails me. And all my days are held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. For all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. And every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And that goes far beyond what we can see in the natural, because the things that we can see are temporal, but it's the things that we cannot see that are eternal. And that's where my gaze is set, because my eyes are set on him. God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you too, sis. And thank you for that music, because we didn't have music this morning and now we do. That's awesome.
It was beautiful.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right,
she can sing.
Yes, she can sing. She can sing. And Dr. Smile, it is on you.
Oh, wow. To God be our glory.
What a way to bring you in, huh?
Yes, yes. And Raquel, I was listening to that at 3 o'clock this morning. So that's awesome. And Jason, because you said a change, Jason, I couldn't get in. And I don't know what made you just individually
you know, you usually do groups, right, Jason? But you individually sent me the link to get in because I couldn't even get in and I was about to text you guys to let you know. Yeah, so, you know, those are the kind of things that you got a God whisper and a God wink. I was like, Jason, don't just individual because, you know, you go to the masses on Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying, Bishop?
You know what? Well, here's the thing. And the funny thing is that I don't recall even sending it individual. I know I sent it to a series of groups. So
I know you do. I got an individual text. So y'all, to God be all glory. I God am Dr. Glory. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz. And my God. Y'all, I'm just thankful to the Lord. There's been a lot. So, but when we can keep our eyes to the hills, I just want to keep the faith of Enoch. You know, Genesis 5, 22 through 24, Enoch, you know, he's like hanging out with the Lord and then the Lord just whisks him up. And when I feel like I'm going down the hill, I want the Lord to just whisk me up and remind me of who I am, who he is, so that to honor authentic communication of prayer, to create and continue creating dreams, visions, and goals. To make my home, to make myself, to make the world in a harmonious mosaic melting pot of love, because it's been a lot. So keep our family in prayer. There's a homegoing service today. And just want to continue to have strength for both Benson and I to uplift family members, and not just to do that, that we are always on a mission to bring others into the fold of the kingdom. Don't be afraid of the elevator pitch. That's all I can call it. The elevator pitch of how you hear God to ask, do you know who Jesus Christ is, or do you know him as Lord and Savior? You know what I'm saying? Just y'all, we got to do what we got to do. So I'm really full this morning, but I think I'm messed up, Jason, because I couldn't get in the room and I was getting frustrated. And here comes this single love message that God uses Bishop to send, because Bishop, he goes out to the masses, y'all, every Saturday morning, honoring the Faithpreneur VIP call and serving Dr. Stacy. So to God be all glory. Y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Remember, relational currency is it's a great thing to have, because when you have relational currency, then the other things of provision, God will just manifest to you. So I love y'all. Have a God amazing day, child, for now.
I love you too, sis. And for those of you, by the way, in the room, being that I'm not able to share this on Facebook, because usually I have a whole battery of places that I share it to, not only text message, but I share it out on Facebook, Messenger, LinkedIn. There's a lot of different apps that I will go through and share it. And so a lot of those apps are no longer on my phone until the other side of these performances. So if you would be so kind as to share the room out in your arenas, in your networks, that would be amazing. And you know what? It does kind of remind me of something. I think that it's a greater lesson that I'll circle back around to after Sister Gwen makes her statement. Sister Gwen, morning, how you doing today?
You know, I just claim victory. God bless you. Love, blessings to all. Grateful for breath. And because I have it, he said, let everything that is breathing praise me. And my scripture is Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing unto the Lord. I'm working on my presentation of me will be similar to the presentation of Christ. When you see me, you'll see Christ in all I say and all I do. and it'll be a result of what I'm thinking, because you said, as a man thinketh, so are they. So just bringing that stuff in alignment and just grateful for the day. I got a breakthrough. I've been battling with mobility issues because the enemy decided to attack my legs. And because I'm a dancer and I told the Lord I want to dance into heaven whenever he takes me, I told the enemy, I said, you can't have my legs. So there's a fight. And I just hopefully, if just very briefly, whatever you're facing, I want you to put this statement in front of it. God is my healer, my deliverer, my financial recovery. He is, because he is a present help. And just be encouraged that when we get faced with something, what I understand is that I am absolutely in opposition to the powers of darkness. So they're going to come after me because I got something for them. But you got to have something for them. But to understand and know that we are in a fight, but we've already won, but we're just going through the battles. And to know that the levity and the aspect of the battle is God's, but we still have to fight the good fight. So I'm grateful today. I got a breakthrough. I've been trying to declutter my house. I said, where did all this stuff come from? And then the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, now you brought everything in here. And I did. But I got a breakthrough because I hadn't been able to do a whole lot in terms of the challenges that I'm having as I stand for manifestation of absolute healing, because I align myself with the word that says above all my, that I will be in good health and my will prosper as my soul prospers. I was able to get a fully renovated living room, have it moved within 24 hours. God just delivered it because he knows my heart and my desire. But just be encouraged that God is. God is. And whatever you need put behind it, let him be that for you. I love you all. And Jason, you know I love you all. I didn't hear my little prompt this morning because I wake up early and waiting for the room. And I missed it. And I said, the devil is a lie. Mm-hmm. So, but I made it. And I just hope that what I've said will encourage you all, that don't give up and don't faint in the battle. God will sustain you because he's a sustaining, healing, loving, providing, delivering God. Love you all.
Love you too, sis. Wow. That is good stuff. You know, it's kind of interesting. It seems like this morning, everybody has had something, and God has come through nonetheless. Roz got a specialized individual message, which was awesome. Carmen, she's doing her thing and was able to pop in. Stacy's got her thing going on. I got a phone call this morning, like a minute before the room started, like, hey, are you getting into the room? So that was pretty awesome. And it was funny because I went to sleep early this morning saying, okay, I need to make sure that alarms are set, everything is ready. And I'm telling you, I was so deep into sleep. And to get the phone call, I was like, wait a minute, what time is it now? I'm telling you. Yeah, so it's always good. And God has a way of bringing things to the forefront in a number of different ways. You know, I will have to say this, that one of the challenges that I had, and this is what I call God's excavation, things take place. And as things take place in our lives, we get the opportunity to see what our tea bag, you know, that metaphor of you don't know what's in a tea bag until the hot water hits it, you know. He allowed me to see what was inside of my tea bag in the midst of that. And I tell you that it was something that was pretty incredible and something that I was like, okay, I could see another area of prayer here. And that area of prayer is, you know, I came up, and I mean, my whole family, we all know how to put the work in. You know, we will work, get the job done. And if it requires sleepless nights, then that's what happens. And so it's something that when I look back, and I don't know if this is for all of my family, and it may not be. It's just that I know for me, this has been one of the things that where I have placed my self-worth in what it is that I can get done. And so I remember when things would happen, for example, the phone messing up and storage being too full and all of that, for that to be in the middle of a performance that I was asked to record. In the past, that would have been something that would have taken me out for a moment. You know, I mean, the stuff that would go through my head on, oh my gosh, you know, how come you didn't have your checklist? Did you miss some things? Like, what happened? So I would have been going over that, and it would have been like a crime scene, just over and over and over, just replaying it on what I should have done, what I could have done. And like, I would not have needed anybody else to beat me up, because I'd have been Mike Tysoning myself for the whole night, into the next day, into the next week, and probably the next month. I'd have been revisiting things. And I have to say that, you know, I acknowledged, okay, well, okay, that was an opportunity that I missed there. Okay, well, I have to do it better the next day. And then I moved on, had a really good meal, and then I went to sleep. After visiting with the boys after they got back home, because, you know, they're older now, so they've got friends that they go and hang out with and, you know, go to dinner with. And so it's kind of interesting, and it's pretty awesome watching them grow and do their thing. And also it's pretty awesome catching the prayer in the morning time with them, where we all get together as a family and we start our day with prayer. And so I'm seeing how all of that has really benefited. And you may not know right off the bat just what God's presence does until things come up that you see what God's presence does. I'm seeing their faith growing. I'm seeing the way that they speak about things, even them catching each other when they may say, like, one of them may make a joke that the others don't find funny, not because the joke itself isn't funny, but because of the words that are used. I heard one of them say, hey, don't use those words. Like, don't put that on the other one. And they're like, oh, I'm just joking. And I'm like, yeah, but death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I'm like, whoa. Wait a minute, I'm just sitting there driving, hearing this conversation in the back, recognizing that, you know what? Even when we don't recognize how deeply the word is getting into our children or those around us, when you just continually speak the word, pray the word, stand on the word has a way of doing its own excavation and penetration and all of that. For me, what the word does is, as things come up that used to be old stumbling blocks, God will present things to me now, and I'll feel the feelings. It's like, wow, I really blew that. And then he'll say, okay, so now let's talk about it. Where are you about to go in your emotions? And then I dialogue with him. Well, this is where I'm going. He's like, okay. And so now you have an opportunity to truly let that go. You know, the word tells us to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. I don't know that we always know how to do that. And I don't know that we oftentimes know what's buried until something happens that allows us to see where old emotions are buried. For me, that's what happened. I got an opportunity to be blessed to see where old emotions were buried and to allow God to bring them up to me, for me to say, okay, well, yeah, let's look at this. Let's look at the self-worth, the value, and where I'm placing value or where value has been placed in my past and where I can now recognize a new value. And so I had that moment on the drive home. And funny enough is I got lost coming back to my own home. I was driving and, you know, I know this area, but I'm driving on what I think is the shortcut. No, not so much. And I get to Pacific, which is way of an overshot. And I'm like, how am I on Pacific now? But it took all that time for me to start to unravel and unpack everything and for God to start speaking to me. And I'm driving. I finally get back to the house and I'm driving with my youngest. You know, I'm with Manny. And I get there, I park, heater's going. I'm like, okay, well, I guess it's time to come back and go inside. And then the boys left their bags and stuff, so I'm taking them out of the car. And as I'm picking up the bags, I'm just kind of seeing God move. And it's like all this baggage. It's kind of interesting the way that God allows metaphors to play out in our lives. The boys left the baggage, and then I had two choices. Either, okay, leave the bags in the car for them to get when they get back, and then they can pick their own bags up. Or as their father, I can pick their bags up for them and carry them in the house. And I was like, well, let me pick the bags up for them. They don't need to have this burden on them. Let me grab the bags, take them in the house, and then so they can take them up to their rooms. But let me get them in out of the cold, and then they don't have that weight on them after doing the performance and whatnot. They could just relax, come on in the house when they're ready, and grab their stuff. Well, you know, God does the same thing for us. He says, you have a choice. You could carry your own bags, or you can let me carry the baggage out. I was like, ooh, God, you're good. You're good. Something so practical, but so profound. I got an opportunity to allow God to carry the baggage. And instead of carrying it into my house, he carried it out of my house. Don't need to carry that baggage anymore. Things happen, and things happen for a reason for everybody. And the lessons that I got out of it are going to be completely different than the lessons that everybody else gets out of it. Well, what happened to the event? Well, you know, ran out of space. Instead of it being a crushing blow, it is, it's a human moment. Things happen. Now, let's look at the solution. Let's look at the remedy. Let's look at what God does on the other side of all of that. And I'm telling you, that was an amazing weight to be lifted just from carrying those bags in and realizing all at once, God knows how to carry our bags. His carry is permanent, though, if we let him. So there it is, that God always has things work out for our good. Go ahead, sis.
That was just so profound. I just wanted to, you know, I felt some baggage being lifted just from listening to you and reminding me on how God does us, you know, how he's there for us, which brings me, I didn't say it earlier, and I want to make sure that I'm obedient. My scripture, which I say many times, Isaiah 40:31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And it just reminded me, Jason, about, you know, the baggage, but it also reminded me the scripture, waiting is often seen as a passive state, you know, a time of when you're not doing anything. But at the same time, it's a time where you should be growing, you should be preparing, you should be deepening your faith, you should be getting the baggage off and, you know, waiting for God to reveal whatever it is in your life. But sometimes he can't. because of that baggage. Sometimes because we hold on to things that he never meant for us to be in our lives or a part of our lives. It was just what you said, Jason, just really kind of struck me, and I had to unmute and just say thank you for that, those words of encouragement. I really appreciate you. Love you, bro.
Love you too, sis. Love you too.
Jason, can I just add into that?
Absolutely.
Years ago, I'm talking about years ago, the Lord gave me a visual picture. You know how sometimes you just kind of see something?
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the beginning of a journey, and I had two big bags, heavy bags. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, I'll carry them. I said, oh, no, I got it. Now, when I got to the end, I was exhausted. And the Lord was at the end of the road. He said, I told you that I wanted to help you. And so when you said that, it reminded me of that God was saying to me at the beginning of the burden, he is.
Yes.
But he will not intrude on our, in terms of like our will, because it's choice. It says, let me carry them. And we in our self-sufficiency, our reliancy, which is an enemy to God's, what he wants us to be sufficient to his spirit.
Yeah.
He wants us to be sufficient to his provision. That's why the manna story is the manna of saying that if you do not allow me and understand that I am your provision daily, and whatever you aside to in terms of self-reliance is worms to you, attaching yourself to your source. But at the beginning, I said, oh, I got it. I was woe out at the end. Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, I didn't see a face of God or anything like that, but it was like, it wasn't even, I told you so. It was, I wanted to help from the beginning.
Yes.
Didn't have to do that. So whatever baggage that we have ascribed in our self-sufficiency, resilient kind of selves, right now, you just helped us lighten it. And so I'm praying that right now we take a deep breath in this room and say, I'm casting my care, which is the baggage, on these things to the one who can steward it without difficulty and without harm. Because why? Because he cares for me. And let us know that there are things assigned to us, but we got to get rid of the baggage. And that whole conversation of as you as a father, I was trying to scream, but I said I was going to do better on the room, not to holler in people's ears. I might still holler sometimes, but it's kind of one of those days. It's one of those kind of soothing Saturdays, right? Because each time the room has a different personality, and it's based on the people coming in. But right now, you gave us an image of the Father, how he is. He knows that his sons were sufficient to carry their own bags, but the love for them, you know what? I'm just going to do this for them. You gave us a picture of the Father as wanting to unload that which is loading us down. And so it was wonderful. Carmen, I know it resonated to you like it did for me. I think all of us in the room just say, right now, that's a picture of the Father. And what I would say is what he's saying to us, let me take it. Let me take it. And that we give it to him. Thank you, Jason. You're so profound. I love the name Bishop. I think I like the Bishop.
Amen. I had a vision when you were talking, Mother Gwen, about my own father and how as the head of the house and how he would take on even not just physical, but the emotional baggage growing up as a kid. And you know, just all the things that I just came flashing through my mind as my dad, not even understanding, like he was always in the front. He always went first. He always did, you know, he always helped. Like my mother never or myself, we never even touched garbage, you know, because my dad, you know, just little things. I was thinking about how a father and how those little things that we make big things or that we don't even, we take for granted how God, you know, goes and does for us, even when we don't deserve it. You know, he loves us despite us. And Jason, really, just what you just shared was just so, so deep. It just resonated with me this morning. So God bless you, brother.
Jason, see, the Lord is in this. The Lord just gave me a question to ask the room. Not, it's a rhetorical question. He said, can I father you? Will you let me father you?
Mm. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Yeah, that's a great question.
Will you let me?
Oh, wow. I just came in the room on a word. Bishop, you were preaching, or was that Mother Gwen? Who was preaching?
Well, he stopped. Well, see, what happened was Jason started.
We chimed in.
The bishop started it. He started it, and then exploded it. See what happened was... hallelujah.
That is hilarious. I just jumped back in the car to get back to set up for the meeting. I said, wait, hold on. Who preaching up in here? Let me father you. Amen. But I received it. It sounds like you all have been having some good fellowship up in here. So I just want to say thank you, as always, for all that you do and everyone who joined in to be a part of sharing. And like we said, we're going to start moving to keeping us closer to the old days of an hour. Mm-hmm. And on special occasions, we will go to the Holy Ghost after party, because we have a lot of work and preparation on Sundays with Sunday Joy. So
Sunday Joy.
Yes, on IrieJamRadio.com and 97.1 FM HD3. So we have to use wisdom in making sure we are taking care of managing our energy and our time and our resources. So we are going to challenge us, unless the Holy Ghost moves differently, to close our rooms more within an hour, hour and a half, depends on how the flow goes, so that we can reserve our strength and preparation for a 6-hour segment that happens on Sunday. So we'll be building it out and having some other folks that will manage certain portions of it so that we can get our rest in between. But DJ Jason Hodge has been co-piloting there as well. So want to make sure that we're all just mindful as God gives us wisdom to use. So has everyone shared today? Because I will close us out in prayer if we have.
Look, they have. I'm like, I think we are making our goal today. Isn't that amazing?
Look at God. Won't he do it?
You ought to let her hear Raquel sing the song.
Oh my God!
And then let her close. Coach, if you're okay with that.
Look,
we got a psalmist.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And Robin,
so we'll let our psalmist sing, and then I'm going to close out in prayer so we can end by 10. Oh, Robin just came up on the stage. I just saw her pop up. Hi, Robin. Do you have something you want to share that you're grateful for in your scripture?
I'm grateful for this room. And my all-time favorite scripture is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. And I'm grateful he's just led me on the path to this room and so many other great people in who are in this room who share and have knowledge and give me enhance my life. So, one of the reasons I came up to was to ask, can you give the radio station? It's IrieJam.
IrieJam. Jam, JAM, radio, RADIO, .com. And then for those in the tri-state area, the dial is 97.1 FM HD3.
but we'll put it, I'm sure someone will drop it in the chat. It's a Caribbean music station. So we're bringing Sunday Joy programming just on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Faith Benoit TV is partnering with Real Veggie Foundation to produce Sunday Joy. So you can watch it stream on iriejamradio.com. iriejamradio.com. And I want to thank Mother Gwen, Patricia. They have invested in getting commercials, and those who have been sewing to help us build this out and stay on air. So thank you for asking that question, Robin. And for those who are of Caribbean descent, they have all sorts of programming 24/7, but we're only responsible for the Sunday Joy that comes on 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. So either on your way to church, in the car, cooking, coming home, you'll see that each hour has a different feature and segment. We start with Word, Worship in the Word, go into health tips, finances, who's representing you in community, our faithpreneur spotlights, and doing business opportunities for our faithpreneur. So it's a lot of interesting, new and exciting information and inspiration on Sundays. So thank you, Robin, for asking for that. I see Annette popped up as well. So we'll give you a moment, and then I'm gonna close out. Y'all trying to go into Holy Ghost after party. I see what's going on. And next thing, I'm getting up in here. She put up her church finger and came up. Hey, Annette, how you doing? Tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for.
Hello.
Your scripture for today.
Hello, hello, hello. I haven't talked. I've been popping in and out over the last several months because I've had some health challenges and I don't say anything. But today I was inspired because I've been on a journey, this health journey. I haven't worked in 5 months with this health stuff going on, but I'm getting rid of so much baggage. And when Jason spoke about baggage, I said, OMG, this is just the journey I have been on. So making it short but sweet, I've had some health challenges with my heart that's coming up, being in AFib. I didn't even know what that meant before it happened. Hospitalization, the heart affected my pulmonary functions, which affected, and then the medicines they put me on affected my kidney functions. So it has been a roller coaster of things. Nothing death dealing, but some pretty serious things that have had me hospitalized twice. I say that to say, as I was thinking last year when it started in November, oh, woe is me, why me? Getting old is a blip. You know, I realized how much a blessing it was that God put me in this situation so that I had time to get rid of some baggage. And what I've been able to get rid of and get well, get my mind, body, and soul well, is I've gotten rid of bags of stress. It's given me a break from my job. You all have heard me talk about my job. I've been at it 28 years, but it's a very high intensity, stressful job. And I've never been able to take a break and just take care of me first. And God's put me in a position where I had time not to have customers calling me and feeling like I was needed. And I realized that I have really lost my identity, that it wasn't who I was, it's what I do. And so I had to get rid of that baggage in my mind. I had to get rid of baggage of no time. I'm always like, I don't have time. And it was because I was never being still. I never had time to be still. And I've had time to be still and really ask God, okay, now what's next? I would ask him before and claim he's not giving me any answer because I was moving too fast. And now I've had time to be still where he can tell me what's next. And he has absolutely lined up the right phone calls I should make when I make them, the right resources, the right test to have, the right people doing the testing. It's been an amazing experience of getting rid of baggage so I have time to be well. I've gotten rid of baggage of
clutter. You all have heard me talk before about clutter and having to clear up, but I wasn't really being about it. But I've had time to be still and think I need help. I've hired an organizer. I got her off a Thumbtack, and she has been outstanding to tell me, you need to get rid of half the stuff in this house. And it has been a journey. We've gotten rid of about 15 contractor bags of paper. I still have a lot to go. I never knew or could imagine. Well, I did know. You walk around my house, the paper piles everywhere, that I had so much paper. But she's also looked and walked around my house and said, you got a lot of clothes, and they're hanging all above doorways. They're hanging on doorknobs. Why are they still here? They no longer serve you. So I've been able to be still and get rid of the baggage and think about getting rid of things that no longer serve me. I have pocketbooks, faux leather, peeling shoes, peeling because I haven't worn them in so many years, but I was holding on to them like I'm going to fix the peel. I don't know, just because I never had time to think. I've gotten rid of 170 pieces of clothing. I've got 20 pair of high heels. I don't wear high heels anymore. Because it bothers my knee. But I've been holding on to them. There might be a day when I could wear high heels again. No, there's not. It no longer serves me. So I've gotten rid of the baggage of clutter, or I'm getting rid of the baggage of clutter. I'm grateful for that. And just gotten rid of the baggage of not doing what I know I need to do to get well. Doctors keep popping pharmaceuticals at me, and it's easy for them because they're telling me lifestyle change. You got to go plant-based. You got to go no salt. You got to go no processed. Leave them daggone Whole Foods cookie bar alone. And I've had time to sit still and really see the results of my actions. And I don't look bad, but you can't eat meat and pork and salt and processed foods and canned foods. And you got 20 ingredients on the stuff when you're reading it, you can't even pronounce it. So I've gotten rid of that baggage. My last labs, the kidney doctor called me yesterday, are looking so much better than they've ever looked. So I am so grateful for the time. And this health challenge came at a good time to get rid of baggage in so many areas of my life. And I am grateful for that. So I had to share that. And thank you. It's good to see everybody.
Love that share, sis. That is on point.
Uh-huh. And Senator Los Angeles, when you get finished with her, hallelujah. Send her right on up it. You know what, Jason, you see what you started? You see what you, but see, isn't what God is saying, and Ecclesiastes 3 is a time to pull to you and a time to cast away.
Yes.
God is saying, give it to him and give it to whomever it needs, whatever it is, to get it off of us. Oh, this is so good. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. So you thought it was like a blip. And I was thinking your son, Manny, was in the car with you when you were kind of going those diverse ways. And he probably didn't even say anything. He probably wasn't even mindful. Instead of saying, Dad, why are you going that way? God had you in a process, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a present help. Oh.
Yes, 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 he is. Wow.
Yes, he is. Ooh. Well, you know what? I'm going to turn it over to you and Mother Gwen to pray us out because I have to get set up. But continue to keep me covered as I prepare to present at my board meeting and that we have a productive and successful one. So thank you all for the prayers. Thank you for keeping the room going. And we're going to anoint and close down the room. Mother Gwen, go ahead and pray.
Well, can our sister just give you one line?
Oh, Ludrine's up here too. Oh, yeah, and then y'all can continue.
No. Just one line and then we'll pray out because we want to hear it.
Okay. Thank you.
Sister Raquel? Is she there? Okay.
Oh,
just give her a little sample, you know, like a little sample so she can hear.
And Ludrine came up too, so.
Yes, I saw.
Okay, so okay, I don't want to rush y'all. Ludrine can go ahead and then you can sing. I'm just going to head on out, so just keep me covered. I'll try to listen in for the song and the prayer.
Raquel can sing so that you can hear her. Like, I want you to hear her.
Well, I'll yield to you, Ludrine, so you can speak and we'll just let that be the end if that's okay.
Yeah, she can catch the replay then. That's good.
So which direction are we going?
Yes, you may sing. Please.
Okay. Glory to God. Well, you know, we'll just do a repeat of the song earlier, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine, sis.
All righty. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me, and all my days are held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. And every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. And every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me.
Jesus, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I needed that. One more time to reframe. Lord, I'm about to pass out. Oh, Lord, one Lord. More time. Woo. Yes, Lord.
And all my life you have been so, so good. And every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got the
hallelujah. I told you so. I told you so. Let us sing for doctor. Woo!
Bless the holy name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have been so faithful, God. Bless your holy name.
Bless him.
Praise him. Come on, lift up a praise. Oh, come on, you all. Just lift up a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for casting off baggage this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lift it.
Yes.
Pass the care.
Empty them suitcases.
Praise him.
I love you, Raquel. You can tell that when she sings that song, for the journey she's been through just thus far for 2025, you know, you just, it sends a vibration into me. I don't know about y'all, but you know how all of us got one of them favorite songs that, you know, you can be on a roller coaster ride. And you know that's the song for your soul. And you just have to sing it out when you can't say anything else. You don't even know. You might be prostrate and on your knees and nothing's coming out, but the song. A song comes out. Thank you, Raquel.
Glory to God, if you only knew the weight of everything you want to make of those words.
There's a praise. There's a praise. You all just stay there for a minute because he wants to remove the baggage of the chair.
Thank you, Lord.
Just tell him thank you. If it's just
thank
a please,
you,
thank you.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father. We release the care right praise now in the room. Just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Take it, Lord. Even in our listening audience there.
Thank you,
Jesus, Lord. Get the release of the Lord today.
Thank you.
Let him take it. Let him take it.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. After Brother Jason, after Latrine, I think that may be the benediction. Hallelujah.
I think so. What a way to go. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sis, for blessing us with that and letting God use you and use that anointed voice of yours. Love you, sis.
I love you, brother. Thanks for inviting me up.
Absolutely. All right, Latrine, sis Latrine. Glad to see you, sis. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, Raquel. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless everybody in the room. I'm Ladraine Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland. And can I just tell y'all, my soul is just so blessed today. I was moving about. I didn't think I was going to be able to share. And I pulled up to my destination and pulled up. But God put it on my spirit in terms of my birth. And my birth comes from Jude. And it's now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. That scripture sits in my soul because it's the now unto him. And it is so amazing how God would just speak to you through somebody else. Jason, you started with the baggage, but when my sister Annette came up and started sharing, I immediately said it freed her from her job. We've been trying to connect forever. And it's always, it's a lot of the number of hours that she works and all of those different things. And I kept telling her, I'm going to take you away on a vacation with me. So I was just so, it blessed my heart to hear her say that she was away from her job, not praising that she went through what she went through, but God has a way of removing baggage or lightening our load for us in so many ways that we don't even recognize it. And I just, as I come to a close, I was thinking as everybody was talking of my federal government workforce. And so many times people are saying, if I didn't have to do this, then I would do this. If I didn't have to worry about this, then I can focus on this. So what I'm saying is, so many times we have reasoning, excuses, or whatever you, however you want to label them, that interferes with us and completing a thing, or completing an assignment, or completing the will that God has on our life. So now you have to be ready for now. Stop focusing on your next. If you're not prepared in a situation for your now, it will bring you challenges for your next. So be thankful for every situation and everything that God gives you and places before you, because it is your destiny. It is your assignment. Where you are right now is where you supposed to be. But the thing is, you've always got to be ready. We are so, and we are, raising my hand, so systematic and so accustomed to things making logical sense and going into logical orders. When I tell y'all, when this testimony comes out of what God is doing in my life, in the midst of this federal chaos, God is blessing me, and also not being selfish in this whole thing. He's giving me words to say to people when I be like, God, I'm coming to that comfort of speaking on, speaking to them from God speaking to me to get to them. And I'm telling y'all, I'm saying some great things. So don't worry about what's going on in terms of having it to negate you or to bring you down or to cause depression. Know that God still sits high, is on the throne. So God is doing something. And again, I cannot wait until the outcome of this, because I feel it in the midst. Fight how it looks out your naked eye. God is using us. So let go of the baggage. Free up your baggage. Get rid of your clutter, because it's going to be in the way of you navigating or being able to quickly pivot and get out of your way of systematic. And this is to me, of systems and organizations. And this is the order that I do it. This is the time that I do it. That can be good in certain circumstances, but you got to be ready for whatever God has for you and what he's bringing for you. So God bless this room. God bless your day as you move forward. And I love each and every one of y'all. God's doing something. Get rid of your baggage.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Ooh, this is good. I hope you all have hit the three buttons at the top for the replay. And if you haven't, then you can check out thefaithpreneur.me, and you will see where the replays are posted. But yeah, this room today, as always, God shows up in multiples of ways, and he gives us opportunities to know him deeper, to be able to experience him deeper, more real. And you know, what is impressed on me is that as folks are kind of grasping at straws, trying to figure things out, this is where we get to show them the God we serve. He says that all idols will fall, and sometimes our idols are the sanctity or the stability that we place in things outside of him. And when all is said and done, he is our only sustainability. And when we remember that, and we can point those people, whether they're clients or customers or peers or colleagues, in that direction and let his light shine as his ambassadors, as stewards of his word, they get a whole different look on who God is and how God is. So I want to encourage each and every one of us to be that light, the lighthouse on a tumultuous ocean where people are out there. And we're showing them the rocks are over here, but if you go this way, God is right there. Good stuff. All right.
I have something to add. I put in the chat real briefly.
Okay, well, you're the last speaker right here, because and I'm going to mute out, because you're going to pray us out when you are finished your statement, Mother. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I put in the word no. God gave me a vow. He says, I just want to know you. And God says, let's make a covenant. I want to come together and let us reason together, right? I'll make the crimson in your life be white as snow. He gave me the word no. Because we got a lot of word folks up in here, and I see that Raquel also in her name. And Raquel, I want to get in touch with you. Just look at my profile, because there's a reason for this. But regarding that singing gift, but the know of God, he says, you know, to know him. And I just want to know him so well. Andre Crouch wrote, I just want to know you so well. But God told me, he says, look at that word know. I said, okay. He says, what does it contain? And he says, it contains this. Don't let your no keep you from your now to prevent your next. Don't let your no, in knowing God, don't let the no in your life keep you from the now of God to prevent you from your next. So, Father, we thank you and we submit to the surrendering plea that you have resonated through the calves of our lips, that we are to let go truly and let God. You constantly call us to you. You said goodness and mercy are following us. Goodness and mercy. That's why this song has resonated so greatly. So, Father, we submit to the sovereign lordship when you say, come, and I'll give you rest. When you say, cast your care, we'll give you our loads and our baggage. When you say, give me my peace, we're going to receive it, Lord, receive it. So today in surrender and submission to a sovereign God, we thank you that you are provision in every area, and that where we will think of our insufficiencies, there's sufficiency in God. And we cast every care right now, every concern, every thought will bring into submission to a living God that says, I am. And in that statement, everything that you need, he is the I am of it. We thank you for it. We thank you for the prophetic move of God in this room today. We thank you for substance, Father, for the things that you have asked Dr. Stacy to do, administered by, I call it her posse, Carmen and Dr. Roz and Jason. May we profit today, and may we fight for the peace of God that we have right now, we're feeling. And knowing that David said, you know, I'm reflecting in my old age. Once I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous begging bread or their seed. Never, 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 never. Just cling to those words. So in the land of the living, we will see, expect to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Blessings until God brings us back again. Chew on that. And I am going to put a charge to the room. You're going to come back to see how much baggage you have lost between now and next Saturday. God's going to do it. In whatever area, there'll be great testimonies. And it is so, and it will be in Jesus' name. Take his peace with you.
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. All right. So, for those of you, good stuff, Kate. No bags on me. Amen, amen. All right. So, we have that opportunity to leave the bags with him. good stuff. And for those of you who have not yet checked out our faithpreneur.me, you can go to faithpreneur, faithpreneur.me for those listening on the replay. And for those who are in the room, you could just click on the link at the top of the room and it'll take you to the resource page. So we will see you, God willing, next week, same time. All right, the room is going to end in 5, 4, 3. Shabbat shalom, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.